Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast. There's something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest House.
This is the Church Acts Podcast. Hey, welcome back to the Church Acts Podcast. I'm Terry Molinaro, and I know it's past, but happy belated Thanksgiving as well. It snuck up on a lot of us this year, but if you're Canadian, happy belated one. I hope you were able to spend it with family and friends and had a really good time. Not one of those, oh, we're getting together with family. Oh my goodness, I need to fast and pray. You know what I'm saying? And if you're American, here is your warning that it is coming fast. Anyway, there's been a lot that has been happening since we last spoke. I interviewed someone for the show that has, I would say genuinely, and this is not hyperbole, has changed my perspective on a lot of things, but in a way where the things they spoke were like glue that brought what I already knew to be true together into a more complete picture. So it has me fired up, ready for what God is going to do in my life and in the lives that my life comes in contact with. I do want to get into prayer also when I should like release that episode, because I feel like it's a timing thing, but expect good things. And before I move on into the next episode, I actually want to say thank you to everyone who has been with me downloading, listening to the podcast. My hope is that we will grow together. And when I say that, I definitely mean it. I hope that we can be challenged in the way that we think so that our thinking will become transformed to God's way of thinking, that we would see the way he sees and understands situations the way that he understands them, and that this would be just bring you some encouragement and help you like even in your day-to-day walk. Sometimes it's just about showing up too, you know? The last episode I did was recorded when I felt like I had pretty close to zero energy, but I showed up regardless. And because of that, I've heard from a few people how it's really blessed them. I don't know if they really wanted me to share this or not, but we got someone who just reached out after listening to the last one, and they said, "Hey Terry, I just listened to the Hope Deferred podcast. Very powerful, very true. You know, in my own experience with my niece and her being sick with cancer when she was 3 years old, I did feel hopeless at the time due to doctors telling us that she had like 15 months max, and that was the treatment with treatment rather. Yet through prayer and knowing there was a bigger picture, she thrived and continued to live life to the fullest without displaying any symptoms associated with the form of cancer. She went into remission a few times and was always smiling, even when she was in the hospital and getting the treatments. I remember thinking a lot of the time, she is fighting, there is hope. She did end up passing away last May. However, her legacy lives on. Bigger picture, she brought family together and she continued to fight. And I continue to see hope that she inspired a lot of people and gave me the strength in knowing that there's always hope, even if it doesn't turn out the way that you want it to. So there's always hope and always a bigger picture, even if we don't see it. I just thought I'd share that with you as the story is a big part of my testimony. So thank you so much to the person who sent that in. And I think that is the most encouraging part. You know, when we can share our testimonies and say, hey, listen, I know you're going through that circumstance, or I know you're going through that situation in your life, but I've been there. I've been through it. I'm maybe currently going through it, and God is good, and there's hope, and he's on the move, right? So awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. You know what? Someone, just sharing a testimony with me, someone sharing a testimony with you. We could be going through a tough day, having challenging a week at work or whatever, just feeling drained, but someone can come along and share what God has been doing in their life, and it just picks us right back up, gets us going again, right? I think sometimes our circumstances, the things that are difficult around us, try to convince us that God is not on the move when the truth could not be further from that. It's true. God is moving. He is in control, and we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, not as a blanket statement, but as a statement of truth. So amen to that. Today I was in prayer asking God what to talk about on the show, and to be honest, still from a place of not being 100% energized myself, feeling a bit tired. And then I started to think about my own life. You know, I started to think about how I've handled situations and seasons, how I've tried to squeeze energy out to keep going, you know, and keep doing things even when I desperately needed to keep energy for myself to just function. And this is how it was told to me. And I need to be fully transparent on the show today. Like, before we jump into this, I did not listen to this. I thought that this was an object lesson at first for maybe me to share from. Little did I know this was actually God speaking to me, which is another indication I need to spend more time with him if I'm getting those things confused. But, you know, God said to me when I was in prayer once, there have been a lot of people who have been emptied that need to be filled again. And I think that that was actually a direct statement about me at the time. And I thought it was for other people. So that was definitely my mistake, because I continued to try to pour out of empty. And how well do you know that, like, you can't do that? You have a glass, it's filled with water, you pour it out. And once it's empty, like, it's empty. More water just doesn't randomly appear, right? The Bible is full of examples of this, actually. We have verses that say, hey, like, are you tired? Have the burdens of life, essentially, the heaviness of your circumstances been weighing you down? Well, come to God, lay those burdens down, you know, give them to him, and then he will give you rest as a result of that. The only thing is, we overcomplicate these things. We say, oh, well, if I don't show up and if I'm not on call 100% of the time, then I can't move forward. I can't do what needs to be done and everything will fall apart. If I don't show up for my church and do this and all these things, then it will all fall apart. If I don't do this for my family and put my kids through every single known to man, you know, after school program, they will suffer. But you know what that really sounds like to me, especially as I'm moving forward in life, you know, into different seasons and, you know, been going through things. It kind of sounds like grasping the wind, throwing things at the wall, seeing what sticks. And it really says, God, I don't trust you. So I'm going to take all of this into my own hands because I think I will do a better job at steering my own life than you. Even though we clearly, you know, we have felt exhausted and worn out, indicating that we cannot do this on our own. But we try and try and then find a little rest, maybe an accomplishment, only to find ourselves in the same place. So there have been a lot of people who have been emptied, talking about energy, talking about resources, you know, even margin that needs to be filled once again. Do you drive a new car, or a newer car, I should say? You know, the ones where everything is like digital, you have Apple CarPlay, maybe Android Auto, if the Lord is still working on your heart, and you have a digital like gauge clusters with all your information on it. My wife's car actually has like a digital readout that shows how many kilometers she can get on the current amount of gas that she has in her tank. And let me tell you, we shouldn't do this, but one time we thought we could make it to like this gas station. We're like, okay, like, I think we have like 30 kilometers. It's only like this far away, so we should be able to make it. So we're going in the vehicle, like the gas light's there, we're near the bottom, and we get there, and literally the only time I've experienced this gas station was closed. So we got it down to 10 kilometers. Then 5 kilometers. And then I kid you not, I had to wait because it was so late at night. I was driving early in the morning and I think I had like 1 or 2 kilometers left. It's surprisingly accurate too, but where are my old school people at? See, on my Jeep, I don't have like any bells or whistles. I just have like a gauge with an arrow that gets lower and lower and lower until my car stops without warning. And I've had a few trips throughout the vehicle's lifetime where I'm going along noticing it's getting low, but I keep driving and driving. Then the light goes on. And then it kind of turns into a challenge, which is really bad. How far can I push it? I know that that's definitely not good. But once I had the indicator arrow thing, like go below the final line, I was like, you know, the Lord will supply. Not really. Like, I actually started to get a bit nervous, but I kept going and I kept going. And I have never run out of gas, but I suspect that I've come really, really close. So just kind of rolling the dice there. And I think that using both of those vehicles as analogies and those examples as analogies for our own lives, you know, it can give us wisdom and insight. See, my car that's older, I don't really know where my line is. I don't know how much time I have left with the gas that I have in the tank, how much more I can take or distance I can drive. And our lives can be like that. We can go and go and go and then see the warning light flash. But we know that we pushed past the point before. So what do? Well, we keep going. Now we're further than we've ever been. So we keep going even further. And just before we ran out completely, we stopped, put a little gas in the tank. So then we could keep going. Never really solving the problem though. Never really fixing the cycle of running ourselves dry. So we keep going until we find ourselves in the same place. But because we have never maybe went all the way to zero, we think, hey, you know what? It's sustainable. Or how many people, maybe even yourself included, have said things like, oh, it's just a season of life we're in. You know, when the kids are a little bit older, or maybe when I'm done studying for this exam, like, oh yeah, it's going to settle down. But like, the truth is, it really doesn't, right? Then you have these new cars, right, that have accurate measurements, 50 kilometers left, 25, 10 left. And that's how we can get when we have lived the cycle for so long. See, we know the distance we have. We know that what we can take, rather, or at least we think so. So we push ourselves thinking that it's all under control. But then just like when I shared that the gas station we thought was going to be open, the thing that we depend on to refill us was closed, we find ourselves in the middle of an unexpected situation in life. And because we have not worked any margin into our lives whatsoever, we find ourselves suddenly in trouble. Does any of that like relate to your life the way that it relates to my life sometimes? You know, the pace that you live, the schedule that you try and keep up with. Can I ask you though, like honestly, for what? Like what? Like why do we do that? Why is that the type of life that we choose to live? You know, always on empty or just hovering around that point. You know what? I actually think that a lot of us don't know that we're actually living that way. We feel it in our spirits, I think, but sometimes in our minds, we don't realize that we're living like that. We think we're working hard, really, but we don't realize that it's costing us the family maybe that God has entrusted us with. I'm not saying that to make anyone guilty. I'm saying it so we can really put things in proper balance and seek God for the wisdom to bring our schedules in line with His purposes so that one day we don't hear, "Hey, depart from me, for I never knew you." So, like, "Lord, Lord, what do you mean" in that example, right? That's what the person said, right? They said, "I did this, I did that, I served the church, you know, I prayed to you, I did all these good things." And then to hear him say, "I was hungry and you didn't feed me. You know, I was naked and you didn't clothe me. I needed a place to stay and you didn't welcome me. I needed someone to raise those kids, but you worked instead. I needed someone to love the people in that subdivision, but you were too busy being stressed out that you never even noticed them." There was this girl that I spoke with once, the first time actually, and I was talking with her husband, and she jumped into the conversation, and so we started speaking, and the husband was talking about work. We were kind of talking about that, you know, wanting to provide for his wife, and the wife said something that stuck with me. She said, "Yeah, but a wife needs more than for her husband to just provide financially." And I remember that really standing out to me. And do you know where they are today? Unfortunately, that couple is divorced. They are no longer together. I didn't know them enough at the time to realize that what she said was a direct look inside of her soul and relationship. She was empty. They were empty and they really needed to be filled. But just like with the car, that gas light can come on and you can choose to not stop for gas, but keep just pushing the pedal down, going, "Hey, I can make it. I can make it." Eventually it'll start to slow down and then come to a complete stop. And it did. The good news, though, that I want to share with you is that just because a car might run out of gas does not mean, and check this out, that it no longer has the capacity to be refilled. Matthew 11, 28 verses 30, this is what I was referring to. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Easy to read. Hard to implement. Look though at that phrase in the middle. It says, "Learn from me." Learn from me and from what I'm doing. So if you're weary, if you're burdened and think that you know what to do, that you can do it on your own, Jesus wouldn't say, "Hello, learn from me," if you already knew all that you needed to know. Learn from his ways. And how did Jesus walk? How did he pray? You know, how did he always find time to get away and be refilled, spending time with God? Grab a hold of these things and then do them, and then you will find rest. See, we do not need to be, we do not need to operate, we do not need to live on the edge of burnout. This is not from God. You know, we can be filled with energy and passion, vitality, enthusiasm for what we need to do. But if we're going to be filled with what only God can give, we need to make sure that we are spending time with God, that we are praying over our weeks, over our schedules, seeking wisdom on what to do, you know, and what not to do, and then inviting God to show us where we have gone about things the wrong way, maybe in our own strengths. If we do, you know, if we seek him out and learn from his ways, I think we will find rest. I know that you felt like maybe you're empty for a while, right? But you still have the capacity to be filled right up again. So do not lose hope in that. I pray that God will give you the wisdom you need to be able to do all that you need to do. Until next time, my friends, God bless.